possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, the Eagles practice in an hour. But that obviously is not the most important practice of the day. Because later tonight, you got one more session in to train for tennis. John, I'm going to give you the chance right now.
Why would you? You're not training tonight.
Yeah, I'm playing tonight. Yeah. John, one more crack at it before tennis tomorrow. Are you rooting for me in tennis?
I don't know yet.
Okay, well, that's the first. That's the first time you've at least.
Probably not, okay. But I have to see. I guess. Again, going back to the idea that this was all set
up. Wish you congratulations, me or Jack Fritz, when you announced your engagement.
True.
Has he texted you yet? He's probably heard about it, and he hasn't texted you.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. He's probably.
You could use that as the out, get off Team Fritz and get on Team Hammer.
Well, no, I'm not going to hold that against him. I do think that he's probably better at tennis than anyone thinks.
He certainly could be. I mean, we just don't know.
Yeah, we have no idea.
No clue.
My whole focus when this started was, you are biting off more than you can chew. Like, I believed that with my soul. Like, you're an older man.
Will you be impressed if I beat him in tennis?
He's 31. Yeah, absolutely.
Because of what you're saying. Like, you thought he was going to win all five.
I will be very impressed. Okay. I can't believe that he, like, fizzled out in golf. Yeah. I don't know that that's an accurate depiction of how good he is at golf, but you beat him. That's what goes down in history.
Thank you.
What matters.
I appreciate that.
So, yeah, kudos to you on that. I just can't imagine for a tennis, even though it's just one set.
Yeah. Well, one set will give you an indication. Like, part of the thing when we formed this, a while back, we kicked around the idea of playing a best of three. But here's the deal. If you're closely matched, then a best of three could be really cool. But if you're not closely matched, the second set is redundant. I mean, if one person is really significantly better than the other, and who knows? Like, we'll find out.
We just have no idea.
But why, no, immediately.
But why make everybody sit? Rhea, I think we're going to know pretty quick.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Right? And 100%. That's why the second set felt unnecessary.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine,
and if we're close,
Joe,
and it's a good one set, then it's a great one set. I'm sorry, Joe.
If you are – you got an injection.
Yeah.
That seems like lateral movement would be very difficult. Mm-hmm. I – absolutely think that factors in, and I don't know how it can't, and it'll probably get worse. I mean, I'm just being
I understand.
Honest.
I understand.
So, I hate to say that will be a limiting factor to some degree.
I don't
disagree. You have to return when he hits the ball, assuming he gets it in.
Look, he's probably going to try to run me side to side.
If he can get it in.
If he can get it in.
You might have problems.
I totally agree. Yeah, he's going to try to run me side to side if he can get it in.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Dennis in Mount Laurel. Go ahead, John. You have one more thing.
Look, it feels like there's a recurrent theme here. Pitching, it was like, well, if he can throw a strike.
Right.
Tennis, if he can keep it within the lines, I think you will have problems. He was able to throw a strike.
No, he was.
That was his sport.
No question. No. No question.
I don't have any idea. I can't imagine. I think tennis is much more difficult if you haven't played it.
I agree
to just
that.
Go out there and be able to keep it in the line. So
it reminds
he
me
has
of
that working.
It reminds
him.
Me of golf that way. It's really hard to play golf for the first time and shoot under 100. Like, that's really hard to do.
Ooh,
and I would imagine. Think tennis has got a similar, not quite to the same degree.
Hard learning curve.
But, if you're just picking up a racket 5 days ago, I don't know how much you can do in 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to – anyway, we hope to see you out there noon tomorrow at FDR Park. Dennis in Mount Laurel. Hi, Dennis.
Hammer, how the hell are you doing today, sir?
Fantastic. All right, Dennis, give me a trivia question. I haven't had one from you in a while. Come on, let's go. Make it a good one.
Who was the oldest player – to play a Major League Baseball game, and how old was he?
I don't think it's Satchel Paige when he was in his mid-50s. I think it's going to be, and we were discussing this the other day, the guy that kept getting signed. Was it Minnie Minosa? I'll guess Minnie Minosa.
Nope, it was actually Satchel Paige.
And was
he
it?
Also the, he was also the youngest rookie in Major League Baseball. I think he was 42 or 43, something like that.
The oldest rookie, you mean. Yeah, the oldest. Yeah.
Oldest rookie and the oldest player.
So he came back, I think, when he was 55, and I believe pitched 3 innings with Cleveland and 3 shutout innings.
I think it was more like 58 or 59. Jimmy can check on that, but I think it was 58 or 59. Pretty impressive.
It's incredible, man.
Hey, by the way, before I get to my Phillies point, I would want a dome stadium that's retractable because, you know, I've been over there when it's been below zero. It's not a lot of fun. So I would go for a dome retractable and use it only if it's a downpour, winds over 30, or a snow or ice storm. Otherwise, you play open.
Do you leave it open and allow the snow to accumulate?
No.
It's an interesting question, John. Like Saturday night before the Eagles Falcons play a championship game 2 decades.
That was wild.
Is there a rule against that?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
I think, man, if we could have that roof. For our use, like we get to dictate when we use it and when we don't, that's perfect.
Yes. Yeah. By the way, John, congrats, my man.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate it a lot.
I got a Harper versus Schwarber information.
Sure.
Over the last 3.5 years, not counting the last couple days, because I did this on Friday, Harper and versus Schwarber as a slugger, our home runs over those 3.5 years. Harper has 82. How many do you think Schwarber has?
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I heard it the other day because they have this. At one point this weekend, they had the same number of homers in their tenure, and Bryce has played two or three extra years. Yeah.
In the last 3.5 years, when they were both Phillies, Harper had 82, Schwarber has 163 as a Philly.
That's incredible.
Wow. Holy cow.
And then RBIs, you ready for this one? Harper has 265 in the last 3.5 years. Schwarber has 376.
Wow.
So I think our real slugger in the last 3.5 years has been Schwarber.
He has been. I mean, look, the Bryce injuries are a factor. So, but that's fascinating, man.
Yeah. And Harper is a much better all-around player. There's no question about that. His batting average is starting to slip. He's going to retire. He's got six more years after this as a Philly. He's going to wind up somewhere between 270 and 275 with the batting average.
Yeah, not bad, but not, you know.
Not
quite what you'd want it to be. All right, Dennis, fascinating call. Give me an aunt or an uncle. Who do you have?
Well, I picked two that already been picked, so I'm going to go with Uncle Jeb from the Beverly Hillbillies.
You got it, man. Dennis, appreciate the phone call. Let's talk to Rick right now. He's calling from Easton. Rick, good morning.
Good morning. So, quick trade for the Phillies, probably mentioned already. Does it make sense, since he can play out center field and shortstop, and since batting average is kind of like going south with pitchers' wins and home runs and RBIs is what matters, to go after Cruz from Pittsburgh?
Real quick, before we address that, didn't he say Beverly Hillbillies? He meant Dukes of Hazzard, right? He said Uncle Jesse from the Beverly Hillbillies, but I think he meant Uncle Jesse from the Dukes of Hazzard.
I don't know. Was there an Uncle Jesse on the Beverly Hillbillies?
I thought he said Uncle Jeb. I could be wrong.
Yeah, Jeb.
He said Jeb.
Oh, I thought he said Uncle Jesse. All right. My fault. Uncle Jeb. Okay. Sorry.
I'm so
sorry if anyone was going to say Uncle Jesse.
Yeah. All right, Rick, I'm sorry. Who are you asking about?
You're doing that on my dime? No, I'm kidding. You guys are the best. You know I love you.
Listen, my ears don't always work. You know, I was really trying to just, you know, clarify.
I'm teasing.
Since I know.
Cruz can play shortstop and center field, and you never know what's going to happen with Turner, and we know we have to up center field, and home runs and RBIs is much more important now than batting average and pitching wins, why not try to go after Cruz from Pittsburgh?
I like him. A lot. Seems like not a lot of people do. He was an all-star. I wonder how legit that is. Was he the you-must-send-someone guy for the Pirates?
Well, he can't have been because Skeens made it.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. You're right. So he made it of his own merit. He is gigantic. He's incredibly fast for that size.
Of course.
I find him fascinating to watch, and he can hit home runs. I think he'd be incredibly pricey. But that is the kind of deal I'd love. I certainly would love. I just don't know that O'Neill Cruz is the right fit.
And, Rick, on the Trey Turner front, I really don't expect him to go to center field anytime too soon. I'd be surprised if it's in the next two years.
And O'Neill Cruz has not been good this year. He's batting .217. Just to throw that out there.
Well, that's a concern.
The .217 nowadays pales in comparison if they have 17 home runs, 54 RBIs.
He's got a 741 OPS.
Yeah, I hear you. Do you know that Turner has as many RBIs as Stott? Look it up. It's crazy. Anyway.
Wow. To be fair, the 8 and 9 hole hitters for the Phillies stink.
Are not getting one. Yep.
So Rojas ain't exactly lighting up the not on second base too often for Trey Turner to drive him in.
That's my point as well. So back to the Eagles, you know, I said this the last couple of years, you know, Philadelphia, most teams, they usually don't return 4 of their 5 offensive linemen. And John, you all know how important the O-line is to any football team. That's where everything starts.
Sure.
But I harp on this. They have close to 1,800 pounds. They make the hogs look small. They're close to 1,800 pounds of 4 all-pro players. With their skilled position players with Jalen, and almost by accident, how do you not have a fantastic year this year unless they get decimated?
You know, Rick, let me tell you something. It's really interesting you bring that up. I had dinner with Sal Palantonio last night, and he brought a similar point up. He referenced how obviously defensive players are getting smaller and smaller, DNs, linebackers, we know that. And he thinks the Eagles over the last X number of years have very, very purposefully beefed up with the biggest offensive line to try to just maul the trend that was happening in pro football with small defenders. He thinks it was incredibly intentional that they did what they did. And it's a big part of the success they've had. And I think it makes a lot of sense.
And let's not forget, I'll give you my answer in a second.
We've been saying it for years.
Yeah, you were saying it about 6 or 7 years ago, John, that opportunity would be there. But not every team has these big linemen. I mean, all right, Rick, I got to move, my man. Give me an aunt or an uncle.
Yeah, and let's not forget, three of them could be Hall of Famers, too. All right, I'm gonna go, I have to go with the food groups, and I have three if I have to have a go-to switch answer. Was Aunt Jemima said?
Yes.
Was Uncle Ben said?
No, you got Uncle Ben. Another classic for sure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.